The growing backlash over China's zero COVID policy is a setback for the government's attempts to eradicate the virus. COVID numbers are surging in several parts of the country, but so too are social frustrations at arduous lockdowns and restrictions while the rest of the world is largely back to business as usual. Analysts say the recent protests against the COVID policy is also a protest against censorship and what many consider are diminishing civil rights. Yaqiu Wang is a researcher for Human Rights Watch based in the US.
People can go to the street spontaneously to voice their discontent, to demand for freedom, but for any kind of movement to sustain, you need an organizing structure, you need civil society groups, you need activists. But those people are gone, they're in jail, they are silenced, or they're in exile.
China's government says it will continue to follow what it calls its dynamic zero COVID policy and make necessary adjustments based on the reality on the ground.